Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom here for the Rastafari, the After the Sabbath podcast, Rastafari Sabbatical Saturdays, right here on the Ed and the Irish. So we're here with Ki Tisa, the 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa, when you, it's translated to KJV as when you take Ki Tisa, Tisa from Nasa. In the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic languages means to lift, when you lift up. The fuller phrase in the KJV from low degrees to high degrees is when you take the sum, when you take the sum. This is a ideal proof how some things do get lost in translation. Some things definitely do get lost in translation. And this is a classic example here, picking up with the great worship chapter, what is called and referred to as the great worship chapter, Exodus chapter 30 at verse 11. Here's what we pick up here with this 21st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Ki Tisa. So it's Shabbat Ki Tisa. Bamarinya from the Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, Be'kotar Hacho Gizeh, Be'kotar Hacho, when you count them, when you number, Be'kotar Hacho, when the eye mill numbers them. Now, so what's going on right here? Here we have a lifting up of the head, a census count, some might call it a head count right here. As it reads in the Hebrew, Ki Tisa et Rosh, Rosh, Rosh. What is the Rosh? The Rosh in the Hebrew is Ras, the Re'is, Re'is, Ras, Ra'is, Ra'is, Re'is. Afro-Semitic dialects is similar to the English. We have up north, down south. We have even amongst the Caribbean speech of the English, the East Coast, the West Coast. So putting that there to get a general context of what we're saying here. So here we have Ki Tisa, when you take the sum, or more directly from the Hebrew, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the head, when you lift up the head, the census count right here. So anyway, Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam, look a bit more on that as we move forward. Also right here, we have been informed that we have what they call the daylight savings, you know, daylight savings time. So that means for the After the Shabbat podcast here, or the first part up until like the 1 a.m. hour here on the Eastern Central Time, Eastern Coast here, this great whale of a country. And then we usually pick up at the 1 a.m. hour. But because of the daylight savings time, sometimes there's a little bit of a delay. So we want to point that out, that there might be a little bit of a delay with the Sunday service coming on, right? So we're going to monitor that as we move forward, onward and upward. But right here, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Eina Yistalin, here for this Sabbath, sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. politics. Don't you worry, all the preacher man's lying. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father, He's the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father, He's the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do,
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial, Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Thalele Abravai. as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiced as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Yes, sir. We have Kitisa. Kitisa here. Kitisa here for the 21st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding and annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Sabbath strong, this Shabbat strong, we have Kitisa. Kitisa. Yes, sir. We have Kitisa. When thou takest the sun. When thou takest the sun. Here we pick up with chapter 30. Chapter 30 of the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Chapter 30, verse 11. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor, and Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, Ki tisa, ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael, lifkudehem, with natanu ish kofer nafsho la Yehovah, lifkod Otam, with lo yehyeh bahem negef Bifkod Otam. When thou takest the sun, Ki Tisa. When thou takest the sun, the census count, sun, Ki Tisa. When thou liftest up the sun, the head, et Rosh, Ki Tisa et Rosh, Bnei Israel, Lifa Kudehem. When thou takest the sum, liftest up the heads of the children of Israel, takest the sum of the children of Israel, lif kudehem, according to their number. When natanu isha kofer nafsho la-Yahuwah, then shall they give every man, ish, with natanu ish, kofer nafsho la-Yahuwah, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Adonai, to Jehovah. Bifkod, Otam. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague, Wilo Yehyeh, among them, Bahem, Negef. When thou numberest them, Bifkod, Otam. Hebrew first words here for this 21st sabbatical study. This is Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa, 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 Ki Tisa.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Well, they are, children of Israel, take heed, and listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact, and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister or your enemy. There is the book of knowledge. There for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. Yeah, they say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Come along now, and take it, yeah. Come. There is the book of knowledge, yeah. It's there for those who want to learn the truth. And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact, and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother.
Thank you. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, made me know the interpretation of the thing. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth which spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellow. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, and shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until a time and time and the dividing of time. The judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end, unto the end, unto the end, unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart, 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 my heart. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
None shall escape the judgment, those persecuted. yes, all praises to the Holy One of Israel, you know. And if you never wonder what kind of song me sing or comes me as Israel. But I show them no overstand, you know. Who overstand, just overstand, and who no overstand, just overstand, you saw me as. Cause enough of them are praise the lion of the tribe of Judah, and them not as Israel. I wonder them, I shock it more again. Yeah.
Give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. To me say Israel and I hear the Israel king. And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. Alright then. When me say Israel, them a wonder and a ponder. Them same one I hear the lion of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel, that changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then.
Me a feel of the conquering lion from the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back up with them deception. Is a lie, so no pay attention. Put ya in our meditation. Hail to the Most High of creation. Let us rise to this occasion.
Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Baal Hashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In this last days them not get no lie. That's why me have to shout Yahweh. And give praises the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Hasser also has joined with them. They've holpen the children of Lot. Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. As the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, 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 art the most high over all the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth.
מזמור פגימל, שיר מזמור לאסף. אלוהים, אל דומי לך, אל תחרש ואל תשקוט אל. כי הנה אויביך יהמיון, ומשנאיך נשאו ראש. על עמך יערימו סוד, ויתייעצו על צפוניך. אמרו, לכו ונכחידם מגוי, ולא ייזכר שם ישראל עוד. כי נועצו לב יחדיו, עליך ברית יכרותו. אהולי אדום וישמעלים, מואב והגרים, גבל ועמון ועמלק, פלשת עם יוש וצור. גם אשור נלווה עמם, היו זרוע לבני לוד סלע. עשה להם כמדיין, כסיסרה חייבין בנחל קישון. נשמדו ואין דור, היו דומן לאדמה. שיתמו נדיבמו כעורב וכזאב, וכזבח וכצלמונע כל נסיכמו. אשר אמרו, נרשע לנו את נאות אלוהים. אלוהי, שיתמו חגלגל, כקש לפני רוח, כאש תבער יער, וכלהבה תלהט הרים. כן תרדפם בסעריך, ובסופתך תבהלם. מלא פניהם קלון, ויבקשו שמך אדוני. יבושו ויבהלו עד עד, ויחפרו ויובדו, וידעו כי אתה שמך אדוני לבדיך, עליון על כל הארץ.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
First words. Hebrew first words for this 21st weekly Torah portion in Ayinai annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. Ki Tisa, when thou takest the sun. First Hebrew words. Why Daber, first words. Hebrew first words for this 21st weekly Torah portion in Ayinai annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. Ki Tisa, when thou takest the sun. First Hebrew words. Why Daber Yahweh al Moshe Lemor. Ki Tisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lifkudehem Venatnu איש כופר נפשו ליהוה בפקוד אותם, ולא יהיה בהם נגף בפקוד אותם. First Hebrew words for this 21st weekly Torah portion in Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical studies called Ki Tisa'ah, when thou takest the sun. And Degna, again, first Hebrew words, Hebrew first words. Vaydaber Yahweh al Moshe lemor ki tisa'a et rosh b'nei Yisrael lifkudehem ve natnu ish kofer nafsho ליהוה בפקוד אותם ולא יהיה בהם נגף בפקוד Otam. First Hebrew word. And Yahuwah and Jah spoke to Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel, of Yashar-El, according to their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Jehovah, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. Ki Tisa'ah, first Hebrew words for this 21st weekly Torah portion.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Yes. Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship? First item here for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa. When thou takest, when thou liftest up, when thou takest the sum. Ki Tisa et Rosh. Now here, we're continuing here with the 18th item of HaMishkan, the 18th item, the altar of Aishens. So we have the altar of Aishens right here. Thou shalt make an altar to burn Aishens upon, of Shittim, it's a Shittim, of the acacia wood, or Shittim, it's a Shittim, shalt thou make it. So here, in picking up right here, right, in the great, this is called the Great Worship Chapter, the Great Worship Chapter, the 18th item. So we had picked up from the previous with the 17th item, and the 17th item was the oil for the lamb. So here we are at the altar of Aishens, and excuse I and I. All right, we'll prepare I and I fire offering right here. So here we have who may worship. Picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11. Who may worship? First item, the redeemed, Chaberim. Who may worship? The redeemed. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Who may worship? The anointed. Right? And then we have worship, the Aishens. It's a type of prayer. The incense, the Aishens, is a type of mashal, a metaphor, a proverb, a simile, a type. It's a type. The Aishens, the incense, is a type of prayer and praise. So we have many ones who want to speak about prayer and praise, y'all. This prayer and praise, y'all. Well, here we have the incense, the Aishens, the Kittaret, the Kittaret is a what? Is a type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha'adon. Ha'adawan is for Adonai. Adonai. It is for the Lord. It is for Yah, for Jehovah. Now we have verse 37. Spiritual, not sensuous. It's irritical. It's not based on the sense. Sensual. Now let's get into some of the details right there. What does this mean? That is spiritual. It's irritical. It's not sensuous. Right? It's irritical. It's based on the irit, the spirit. Not on the foolish, the five foolish virgins. It's irritical because it has what? Oil. The connection here with the oil, right? The oil in the lamb.
Jah, give me a little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me a little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jehovah, give I and I a little oil, having that oil in the lamp to keep it burning. So here we're picking up right here with the 30th chapter, right? 30:11, right? The tabernacle, right? The tabernacle, the 18th item, the altar of incense, the altar of incense. And this is themed right here, Chabarim right here, as the great worship. We say worship, worship. I've been hearing even some other pastors and preachers getting a little more into the etymology. That's good because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to teach, right? That's what, to guide the flock, to protect the flock, also to teach, right? To teach the flock, right? To teach, right? So worship, 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 as we get into etymology, that word right there. But here in the Scofield Study Bible, and for continuity purposes here, so here we're picking up with the 21st, the Kaf Aleph, right? 21st Torah Parsha, this portion, this reading and feeding sabbatical manna right here for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe leimor, saying, Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael lifakudeihem ve'natnu isha kofera nafsho la Yahuwah biyafikod otam v'lo yehye vahem negef biyafikod otam. When thou takest the sum of the b'nei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them, when numberest them, when you are numbering them. Now that's the KJV right there, just some of the Hebrew first words right here. Right, and the theme here, who may worship? So we have this about who may worship. Who? This is the great worship chapter, the great worship chapter. Now, I find this to be very, very interesting. I'm going to zoom in on this right here as it connects with the incense, the incense, the kittoret, right? And what we can learn also to apply this as a rhema word. I and I Rastafari, as we spell the Aishans, right? Born in the Aishans, right? The great worship chapter, as the Aishans, right? Worship and the incense, and the incense is a type of prayer and praise. The Aishans, the incense, is a type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai. It's for Adonai. Rastafari. It is spiritual, iritical. Spiritual. Now they have verse 37. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to the holy, set apart, la Yahuwah. Now that's verse 37 in this great worship chapter. So here we have, let's compare and contrast this right here, right? Compare and contrast KJV. That's the first one that we read, KJV. We're going to look at the WEB right here, the more like Hebrew, from the Hebrew right here. Translation says, you shall make it into a holy anointing oil with Asita Oto. What do we have here? Okay, this is verse 25. Let's scroll forward. We're using the software here. Okay, here we are right here. Verse 37, right, using the Scofield Study Bible right here, compare, contrast right here. It says, you shall not make this incense according to its composition for yourselves. It shall be to you holy for Yahweh. Right, it says Yahweh right here, the W-E-B, one of the translations right here, right, known as W-E-B translation. Now, this is the Westminster one right here, but let's go over here, and we have the Hebrew here. Then we're looking at the New Hebrew, another Hebrew-based translation directly from the Hebrews, the incense. Now, what's interesting is here is that in verse 37, it says, and it says, as for the perfume. I want you to note that right there.
Perfume is the Aishens.
So the Aishens that you shall make, you shall not make this for yourselves. It says, Kodesh Tihiyeh. Kodesh Tihiyeh. Right? She is Tihiyeh. Lika to the eye male. She is holy to the eye male. La Yahuwah. She, the Aishens. So the Aishens is even referred to as she. Right? She. Very, very important when we're considering the Kittoret, the Aishens, right? Here in this great worship chapter here concerning the altar of Aishens, the great worship chapter. And who may worship? Who may worship? So the qualifications, threefold. One is the redeemed. The redeemed may worship here at the altar of Aishens. The redeemed may worship. The cleansed. The second is the cleansed may worship. The third is the anointed, the christened, the anointed may worship. And the worship, it's Aishens. It's a type of prayer and praise. You have this in the Chazon Yohanan, in Yohannes Rai, in the revelation of Yohannes, or Yohanan of John, John's revelation, right, with the altar of Aishens, also in the Psalms as well, right, concerning the prayers be accepted, right, as the Aishens. Right, the Aishens, even that there is a type of an ascension, like an offering as it goes up, right, as it goes up. So it is for Ha'adon, it is for Adonai, it is for Adonai. Verse 37 brings this out right here, but we're zooming in on the KJV and it says perfume. You have to update that right there to the Aishens. And the Aishens, and Ha'ketoret. And the Ketoret, Ha-Ketoret, that thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves, according to the composition. Let's look right here for the interlinear comparison. And so here we have the Matakunet, right? The Matakunet. And here we have Bi Mata Kunetaha, according to her composition. So here there's a particular composition of the Aishens as well in this great worship chapter. Here, Shema Yisrael. Here, Gevil Yisrael. Shema Rastafari. Here, the great worship chapter, the altar of Aishens. Who may worship? Who may worship? Why daberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael lifa kudeihem We're not to know east, 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 east. Kofer nafsho la Yahuwah be fikod ota. Willo yihyeh vahem negef. Be fikod
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as
incense.
Be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Well, you check it now. You check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? Now, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You just drunk and you feel miserable. Now, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know? It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom, shalom. Let's get an overview for this Torah portion for Shabbat. Ki Tisa. Ki Tisa. Ki Tisa. Ki Tanasa. But here we have Ki Tisa. The Hebrew for when you take, literally in the Hebrew we have when you lift up, nesa, nasa, nasa, ki, tenesa, ki, tisa, here in the biblical Masoretic Hebrew, it's the sixth and seventh words, and the first distinctive words in the Parsha. This is the 21st, the weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I and I annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, the Yehudi, the Judaic cycle of Torah readings and feedings, and it's the ninth. Here we have for Ki Tisa, for Shabbat Ki Tisa, we have the ninth in the book of Exodus, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's known as Exodus. It constitutes Exodus chapter 30, verse 11. So we pick up with verse 11.
to Exodus chapter 34, verse 35. And the Yehudi, Yehudim, and we, the black Jews in the diaspora, we read it in the 21st Shabbat, 21st Sabbath, Senbet, after the Simchat Torah, joy of Jalor, the directions, instruction, the teaching, give us a teaching of his divine majesty. Generally, we read this in late February or March. Now, Yehudi, Yehudim, and we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, we also read the first part of the Parsha, Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16. This regards the half shekel, right, the half shekel, the head tax. The head tax, the census tax, as we have in the first words, where it reads, ki tisa et arosh b'nei Yisrael. When you take the sum of the children of Israel, or Mobena, Hebraically speaking, when you lift up the head, ki tisa et arosh b'nei Yisrael. So the head tax, the half shekel head tax. This is the maftir, the additional Torah reading on the special Shabbat, special Sabbath, the Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim, the Sabbath of the shekels, the shekels, the shekels, the shekels, the shekels. Now the Yehudi, and I and I and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, also read parts of this parasha, this Torah portion reading and feeding, that addressing the intercession of Moshe, where Moshe was the defense attorney, the legal aid and advocate, the Torah aid and advocate, Moshe's intercession and HaElohim's mercy. Namely, Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 to 14, along with chapter 34, verses 1 to 10, as the Torah reading on the fast days of the 10th of Tevet. The fast of Esther, of Cheshta, of Astir, the seventh of the month known as Tammuz, the fast of Gedaliah, and for the afternoon or the Mincha prayer service on the Tisha B'Av. Yehudi, Yehudim, and we, the black Jews, also read and recite another part of the Parsha, namely Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 26. This addresses the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals, as the initial Torah reading on the third intermediate day, the Chol HaMoed of Pesach Fasika. And the Yehudim, and we, the black Jews, even of the line of the tribe of Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah, we read and recite a larger section from the same part of the Parsha, namely Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to Exodus 34 and 26, as the initial, the first Torah reading on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat, that occurs on one of the intermediate days of Pesach, of Fasika, of Passover, or Sukkot, or the ingathering. So here we have a basic overview for this 21st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in I&I Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, and the summary, an overview for Ki Tisa, the four main areas, topical items in this summary. The first is the building of the holy place, the building of the Mikdash, the building of the Mekdes, the building of the sanctuary, the building of the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, yes. This is the first subject matter. The first subject matter is quite interesting right here. And just going through some notes, we have Elohim instructing Moses to take the census tax of each man, of each male, 20 years or older, regardless of wealth, should give half a shekel offering. In other words, this be the equivalent, just so one can understand it, of the bur. We have the bur, Ethiopically speaking, the imperial, the holy, the righteous currency of his divine majesty based on this first principle here that we have in this Torah portion concerning the shekel and also concerning the economy based on the kesef, based on the bull, based on the silver. So each male, each man, 20 years or older, regardless of wealth, whether rich or whether poor or poor, should give half a shekel, should give 50 cents, the equivalent of what would be in INI economy, 50 cents or half a shekel. And the shekel is a silver base currency. HaElohim told Moshe to assign the proceeds that was taken from the census tax, the head count tax, when you lift up the head. When you lift up the head, and that's a very, very important, we say, phraseology right there, even in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as the Sefer Bereishis, or Genesis. We have also with Joseph and Yosef, and when he was in the dungeon, when he was in the prison, Potiphar and that, all that incident, and when he was in the prison, and there was the butler, and there was the baker, and how they both had, in the same night, they had a dream. A dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. They both had a dream that their head would be lifted up. But now, how different was the fate, the consequence of the interpretation of one's dream from the other's dream concerning the butler and the baker in the first book of Moshe? In the book of Genesis. So just pointing that out right there, because the terminology, when you lift up the head. Now, in the KJV, this is translated as when you take the sum, when thou, the I, speaking to Moshe, when thou takest the sum, ki tisa, when you lift up et rosh, the head of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, the true God. So Elohim, Hashem, told Moshe to assign the proceeds of the half shekel by each man, each male, 20 years or older, to the proceeds of the service, the avodah of the tent of meeting, of the ohel moed. All right? So we have this in Exodus chapter 30, verse 16, and Hashem also telling Moshe to place a copper laver. So the first item under the first item under the summary, in this summary for this Torah portion, 21st here, is the continuing the building of the Mikdash, of the holy place. And that begins off with the census for the ransom, the count, the number. Are you in that number, numbered in that number? And for each who is numbered in that number, 20 years and older, in being counted, so there would not be any plague on their soul. So it's as though one said, I'm an Israelite. And then there is a required gift, a giving towards the building, a giving towards the service. And one says, I am, and they think it's just a bragging right thing, and don't recognize the responsibility, well, there is a plague. So there'll be no plague, among the Bnei Yisrael, when you number them, when you ki tisa et rosh, when you lift up the head of the Bnei Yisrael. So that's the first item. That's the first, we could say, sub-item under the first item. First item, the building of the holy place. The second under this first item is John's instruction to Moses to place a copper laver between the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and the Mizbeach, and the altar, so that Aharon and the HaKohanim, the priests, could wash their hands, washing of the hands and feet in the water when they entered into the Ohel Moed, into the tent of meeting, and or approached the altar, when they approached the Mizbeach, the altar, to burn a sacrifice so that they would not die. This we have in Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 to 22. Now, both of these are very important. The first item concerning the census, concerning the half shekel. A half shekel, some call it a tax, a headcount tax, a census tax. This was also so that there would be no plague because of the particular, sensitivity sensitivity to the numbering, to the counting and to the numbering, especially of the B'nai Yisrael. And being numbered in that number of the sons of Israel is not as many of the latter day Israelites that ain't right how they perceive it. If your name is on a list or a chart or somewhere, it's not really like that, right? It is as though it were, but there's also that responsibility. And thus, if there's not that giving, see, there's that giving, right? It's better to give than to receive. And what is asked here is not something that is exorbitant. It's not something that's beyond their means. That's what we ask in one of the vlogs we did in the season. We said, are some Israelites, not all, but are some Israelites too niggardly, too stingy to be saved? And we thought, oh, so really, not to be plagued. Are they too niggardly? Right? Are y'all too niggardly not to be plagued? You'll say you're of the number, but if you're of the number, there's a responsibility. Because John knows that the Israelites, the males 20 years and older, whether they were wealthy, whether they were rich, whether they had more or they had less, they was able to give the Hebraic equivalent of 50 cents. Then move to the second sub-item under the first item, building the holy place. Selassie is the chapel. And Elohim instructs Moses to place a copper laver, so the copper laver, the wash basin, to wash the hands and feet of Aharon and the Kohanim when they serve at the altar or when they enter into the tent of meeting. Then we have the third, we could say, subset item under item one, where HaElohim, the true God, directs Moshe to make a sacred anointing oil. The sacred anointing oil, the messiahship, the messiah oil, the anointing, the link of anointing in the Hebrew word sound, Moshiach, Mashach, from choice spices. Namely, we have myrrh, cinnamon, cassia, and, but of course, olive oil, oil, olive. And here we pick up with Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 to 25. How Elohim told Moshe to use it to anoint the tent of meeting. To anoint the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the furnishings of the tabernacle, the furnishing, the furniture, the items of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and HaKohanim. So here, make note, Habarim, fellow Talmudim, fellow disciples, that concerning this third item here, it's concerning Moshe being directed by Hashem to make sacred, set-apart anointing oil, Messiah-ing oil, from these choice spices, and to use this oil to anoint the tent of meeting, one, the furnishings of the tabernacle, two, and HaKohanim, and the priests. This is why we said that Aharon, right, in the Berit Hashana sense, or what ones may refer to as the Old Testament sense, the Old Covenant sense, Aaron was the Messiah, and his sons, Benayo, his sons, HaKohanim, were the Christians. So Aaron is a likeness of Christ being the anointed. Who else is anointed here? Tell me, who else is anointed? Who else is a Christian? Right? Who else is the Christ here? The Christ, to say, HaMoshiach, the Moshiach, the anointed, or the anointed ones, Meshachim, right? The anointed ones. It is Aaron, Aharon, the Kohen Gadol. And it is his sons, HaKohanim. So learn to read the Hebrew sign language as well as pay attention to the tavnit, the pattern. So here's the pattern. Now, Hashem told Moshe to warn the B'nai Yisrael, to warn the Israelites not. Now May I and I highlight this point here, because Jehovah, Yahuwah, Hashem, the name, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, told Moshe to warn the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, Israel Lejotche, not to copy the sacred anointing oil's recipe, for making the sacred anointing, the set apart, the holy anointing oil for lay purposes, for purposes that are not holy, that was for profane purposes, to make the sacred anointing oil for lay purposes at pain, upon the pain, get this, of exile. Upon the pain of being cut off, the pain of exile. So this means that Aharon, right, Banal, his sons, Ha Kohanim, they were the Messiah and the Messiahites, the Christ and the Christians, because of this anointing, because of the anointing which they have received. And the fellow other Israelites were not to copy. They knew what the formula was, but they were not to copy it and to use this for lay purposes, for profane purposes. This is the key right here. We're going to hopefully return to this one right here. But lastly, but not leastly, right, we have two more items, right, under this first item, the building of the holy place. Selassie is chapel. Jah directs Moshe to make sacred set apart aishins, or incense, the kittoret, right, the kittoret, the aishins from herbs. Again, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Adonai Jah, Rastafari, directs Moshe to make the sacred aishins, the sacred incense from herbs, stacta, arnica, galbanum, and the frankincense, to name the basics right here, to burn in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, in Exodus chapter 30, verses 34 to 36. And here's also where we have the cannabis blossoms. Also that link as well. Some of the earlier vids and vlogs, we really zoomed in on this particular subject matter. We can return to that in the reasonment. We just point one's and one's attention that here we have the cannabis. The cannabis in the Hebrew Bible. We have the cannabis in HaTorah right here. Exodus chapter 30. These verses here, 34 to 36. As with the anointing oil, as with the christening, the Messiah oil, Jah, he warns, gives an admonition and a warning against making incense or aishins from the same recipe for lay purposes, for profane purposes, for purposes that are outside of that, we say that square, right, the square of the tabernacle. We have this in Exodus chapter 30, verse 37. Lastly here, not leastly, but lastly here, Hashem informs Moshe that Hashem, that Elohim had endowed Bezalel of the tribe of Judah, of the tribe of Yehuda, tribe of Judah, Zayyamaskan, 225. Bezalel of the tribe of Judah had been endowed with the divine, the divine skill, with the chokmah, the spirit, the wisdom, the divine skill in every kind of craft, every type of craftsmanship. So Bezalel was the master craftsman. We have this in Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 5. Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, assigns to Bezalel, Oholiab was of the tribe of Dan, and granted skill, the spirit, the Irit, the Chokmah, the wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, the spirit of wisdom to all who are skillful, wise-hearted, that they might make the furnishings, that they, those who are endowed with the spirit of wisdom to make the furnishings, the furniture, the vessels, the instruments, the items of HaMishkan, of the sanctuary, the dwelling place, the tabernacle, the priest's vestments, the anointing, the Messiah, the Christ oil, and the aishins. According to Exodus chapter 31, verses 6 to 11, Jah told Moses to admonish the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, nevertheless, to keep HaShabbat, Yom HaShabbat, to keep the Senbet Ken, the Sabbath day, on the pain of death, according to Exodus 31, verses 12 to 17. Then HaElohim gave Moshe two stone tablets inscribed with the finger, with the finger of Ha-Elohim, the finger of the true good, the finger of the true God, with the digital, the technology of Ha-Elohim, according to Exodus chapter 31 and 18. So now this is the first item in the summary for this Ki Tisa, when thou takest, when thou liftest up the building of the holy place, the building of the HaMikdash, the building of the Mishkan, the Mikdash. Then we have the second item for this Ki Tisa, the golden calf. We ask, did Jah laugh? Or did the angels weep? The golden calf, the ukri of the egel, maseka, the egel, the golden calf. Third summary item for this 21st Parsha, Torah portion, Ki Tisa, is Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's nature. The nature revealed, the nature of Ha-Elohim, the nature of the true good, the true God revealed, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity revealed. And the fourth item, Moshe's face. Moshe becomes radiant, his face shines so much he had to veil his face. And Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paulos, also picks up on that theme in the Brit Chadasha Havarim. So we have these four summary items. Once again, the building of the holy place. Selassie is the chapel. But then we have this akari, the akari of the Egel Maseka, the golden calf akari. And the breach, actually, in the covenant. The breaking, the covenant was broken and the covenant was renewed. So when we speak about Brit Chadash, or renewed covenant, that was after the golden calf ukri, that was the new covenant back then in the old covenant. So the new covenant, actually the new covenant, since the new covenant preceded the new covenant, even in the old covenant, we have the renewing of the covenant after the second item here in Ki Tisa, the golden calf. Then we have Ha-Elohim's, his nature revealed. Fourthly, Moshe's face becomes radiant. Moshe, shine. Summary of this 21st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, the ninth, here in the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Yes, I, the movement of Jah people. Make I and I move onward and upward. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in the Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. The only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? The family side asked the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them walk
was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come and need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down, face on the ground. No time to play around. Babylon a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in here to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Sean is all records.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Adonai.
Yes.
Adonai.
Yes. Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes. Rastafari. Yes.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo ha-mayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Joy is in thy light, and I am the equipment of the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, the first Aliyah, the first ascension offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11, for the 21st Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, for this Shabbat Seder, hear, Shema Yisrael, B'Shem Ha'av Wechabein. Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Ab, the Father, in the name of the Bay, the Son, in the name of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, He who be, He be, the One. Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Compare and contrast Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21. Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Shema Yisrael here from the Sefer Shemot, here for Shemot Ki Tisa. Why daveri Yahuwah il Moshe leimor ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael lifa kudeihem we natnu ish kofer nasho la Yahuwah biyefkod otam ulo yehiyem vahema negef biyefkod otam. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them. When numberest them, Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spoke il Moshe to Moses leimor, saying, ki tisa, when thou takest, ki tisa, when thou liftest up, ki tisa et rosh, when thou takest the sum, when thou liftest up the head, ki tisa et rosh, bnei Yisrael, when thou liftest up the rosh, the head of the sons of Yisrael, ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael, lifa kudeihem, according to their number, lifa kudeihem, according to their number, with natnu ish kofer nafsho, then shall
they give? With not new, the not new each man shall they give? Every man each, with not new each, and every each shall give. Kofer nafsho, kofer a ransom. Kofer nafsho, a ransom for his soul, for his psyche. La Yahuwah to Jehovah. When at Nuhish Kofer Nasho La Yahuwah, be fukod O Tam, when thou I numberest them. Be fukod O Tam, when thou numberest them. Wolo Yihye Vahem Negefa, be fukod O Tam, that there be no Negef. Wolo Yihye Vahem Negef, that there be not amongst them Negef, a plague. Be fukod O Tam, when thou numberest, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, everyone that passeth among them, that are numbered, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel, 20 gerahs, and half shekel, a half shekel, the offering of Yahuwah, the offering of Jehovah. Ze yitnu kola ha over ala hapakudim pachitzita ha shekel de shekel ha kodesh asarim gerah ha shekel matzita ha shekel te ruma la Yahuwah. This they shall give. Ze yitnu, ze this yitnu, they shall give. Kol ha-over, ha-over, everyone that passeth. Kol ha-over, Allah ha-pikudim, among them that are numbered. Machitzita ha-shekel, half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. B'shekel ha-kodesh, after the shekel of the Kodesh, the shekel of HaKodesh, of the holy place, after shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Bit shekel HaKodesh, asrim gerah ha-shekel. The shekel is 20 gerahs, asrim gerah ha-shekel. Machitzita ha-shekel, half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel. Teruma la Yahuwah, a teruma, an offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give a offering, shall give a teruma, shall give an offering. Eta teruma Yahuwah to Jehovah. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when give an offering, a teruma la Yahuwah to Jehovah, to make an atonement for your souls, for your psyches. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, of the tents of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that it may be a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to make an atonement, ala nafa shotekem, for your souls, for your psyche. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Compare and contrast Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Exodus, chapter 30, hear, verse 17. Wa'idaberi Yahuwah el Moshe le'mor, and Jehovah spake, and Jehovah spoke. Wa'idaber Yahuwah el Moshe le'mor, to Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver brass, and his foot also brass, to wash and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and the altar. And thou shalt put water therein. For Aharon, Ubanayo, and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the Ohel Moed, into the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, the Mizbeach, to minister, to burn offering made by fire, Le'ahuah to Jehovah. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Who may worship, who may worship? Third item, the anointed, the Moshiach, the Messiah, the Christian, the anointed. Compare and contrast the gospel according to Johannes, Johannin, John's gospel, chapter 4, verse 23, Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18, as well as Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 18 and verse 19. Here, 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 Exodus, chapter 30, here at verse 22. Va'yidaber Yehovah el Moshe le'mor, moreover, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses le'mor, saying, take thou also to thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, and of cassia, 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary of HaKodesh, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy, a set-apart anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting therewith, and Aaron Ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, and the shulchan, and the table, and all his vessels, and HaMenorah, and the lampstand, and his vessels, and the altar, the Mizbeach of the Kittaret of the Aishans, the altar of incense, and the Mizbeach, the altar of the Olah, the burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the Kior, the laver in his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy, shall be set apart. And thou shalt anoint Aharon Ubanayu, Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that may minister to I in the priest's office. Umashachta bo eta ohel moeda we et Aharon ha'edut. And thou shalt anoint Umashachta bo with it, in it, ooh, mashachta bo, eta ohela moeda, and thou shalt anoint therewith the tent of meeting, ooh, mashachta bo, et ohel moeda, with et aron ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, we eta ha shulchan, and the table, where eta kola kalayu, and all the vessels thereof, where eta hamnorah, and the lampstand, where eta kaleha, and the vessels and all her vessels, where eta mizabach hakitoret, and the altar of Hakitoret of the Aishans, Mizbach, Mizbach, Hakitoret, Weeta Mizbach, Ha'ola, and the altar of burnt offering, Weeta Mizbach, Ha'ola, Weeta Kola Kelayo, with all the vessels thereof, Weeta Ha'kior, and the Kior, the laver, Weeta Ha'kior, Weeta Kano, and the base thereof, Weeta Kano, with, and thou that I shall sanctify, set them apart, with, with Hayu wa Kodesh, Kodashim, that they may be most holy, that they may be holy of holy. With Hayu Kodesh Kodashim Makola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be set apart, shall be holy. Kola Ha Nogea Bahem Yikdash. And thou shalt anoint Aharon and his sons. Ve'eta Aharon, ve'eta Banayo, Tim Shach. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons. Ve'eta Aharon, ve'eta Banayo, Tim Shach. Ve'kidashta otam, that, and sanctify them, and sanctify them, and set them apart. Ve'kidashta otam. Le Kahen Li, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, that they may minister to me. Le Kahen Li, that they may priest to I. And thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, to the children of Israel. Ve'eta b'nei Yisrael tidaber, saying, Le'mor, this shall be an holy anointing oil to me, to I, throughout your generations. Shemen mishachata kodesha yehye zeli ledorotekem. This shall be a holy, a set-apart anointing, messiahing oil. Shemen mishachat kodesh. Shemen mishachata kodesh yehye zeli ledorotekem. Throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye y'all make like it, after the composition of it. It holy, set apart. It shall be holy to you, set apart to you. Allah Bisar Adam Lo Yisak Uabe Mata Kunfo Lo Aisu Ka mohu kodeshu kodesh yehye lakem. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. All bisar Adam upon Adam's flesh. All bisar Adam upon Adam's flesh. Upon the flesh of Adam shall it not be poured. All bisar Adam lo yisak. Neither shall ye y'all make any like it. Uva mata kunto, uabe mata kunto, lo ta'isu, ka mohu, according to the composition thereof, y'all shall not make any like it, neither shall y'all make any like it, according to the composition thereof. Uve mate kuno kutno uve mate kunto uva mate kunto lo ta isu ka mohu kodeshu. It is holy. Kodesh, set apart. Who? He is set apart. Kodesh, who? It is holy. Holy he is. Holy it is. Kodesh yehye lakem, and it shall be kodesh to you all, to y'all. Kodesh yehye lakem. Whosoever compounded in it, like it, or whosoever put it in it, of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar we nikrat me amayo. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzar we nikrata me amayo. Worship, worth-ship, the incense, the ashes, type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha-Adon. It is for Adonai, Adonai. Verse 37, spiritual, not sensuous. Verse 38, hear, hear, hear. Picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 34. Worship, the Aishans, type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai. It is irritical, spiritual, not sensuous. Wayomari Yehovah el Moshe, kach leka. Samim anatafa ua shechileta with chelibana samim ua levana zaka bada bivada yihye. And Jehovah said to Moshe, take to the eye sweet spices, stacta and anika and galbana, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like. Wayomari Yehovah, and Jehovah said, Il Moshe to Moses, Kach Lika, take to the eye, Kach Lika, Samima Nataf, sweet spices, Samim Nataf, sweet spices, O Shechelet, Stacta, with Chelabana, and Anika. Wikhalabina Samin and Anika Onika Galbanam Ula Vona Ulevona Ulevona, sweet spices with pure frankincense, with pure frankincense. Zaka Vada Vivada, of each shall there be a like. Zaka Vada Vivada Yihyeh, like. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure, holy, set apart. Wi'asita otaha kitoreta rokach ma ise rokeach mi mulach ahora kodesh. And thou shalt make of it aishens, and thou shalt make of it incense, aishens, with asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it kitoret, aishens, incense, with asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it of her kitoret, aishens, rokach, rokach ma'isei, rokeach, a perfume after the art of perfume, miyamulach, Ahor Kodesh, seasoned with salt, me mulach, Ahor pure, Kodesh, holy, Ahor pure, Kodesh, holy. And thou shalt beat of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, where I will meet with thee. It shall be to the most holy. With shahakta, mimena, ha deka, with natata, mimena, lifne, ha edut, bi ohel moed asher, iya waed aleka, shama, kodesh, kodashima, tihye, lachem. And thou, the eye, shall beat some of it very small. Wishahakta mimena ha-deik. And put of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting. Wishahakta mimena lifne ha-edut vit-ohel mo'ed. In the tent of meeting where I will meet with the eye. Asher iwa'ed alika shama. Asher Yivaeda Lika Shama, where I will meet with the eye. Veya Shama Kodesh Kodashi, holy of holies, most holy. Kodesh Kodashi Tihye, she shall be Lakem, to y'all, to you all. Kodesh Kodashi Tihye Lakem. And as for the perfume, the Aishas, Thou shalt make, ye y'all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to thee holy, set apart, la Yahuwah, for Jehovah. With HaKitoret and the Kitoret and HaKitoret and the Aishans, the incense, with HaKitoret Asher Ta'isse B'mata Kunataha Lo Ta'isu Lachem Kodesha Tihye Leka La Yahuwah. And the Aishans, with HaKitoret, that thou shalt make Asher Ta'isse B'matakunataha, according to the composition thereof, according to her, according to her composition. B'matakunataha lo ta'isu, thereof y'all shall not make, not for y'all to make, lo ta'isu lakem, for yourselves. Kodesh tehyeh, set apart she is. Kodesh tehyeh lika, to the I, male. Kodesh tehyeh lika, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Whosoever shall make like to that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher ya'isse ka moha li ha riach baha wi nikrat me amayo. Whosoever ish man asher, that which ya'isse, that makes it, ish asher ya'isse ka moha, whosoever man ish that makes like to ha, kamoha, ish asher ya'isse kamoha, liha riach, to smell thereat, liha riach, to smell baha, to smell thereat, liha riach, baha, to smell ha, with nikrat me amayo, shall be cut off, me amayo, from amayo, his people. And hear, Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, picking up with the Rishon Aliyah here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 31. Hamishkan, the tabernacle. The 19th item, the workmen. Wayomeri Yehoel Moshe Leimor. And Jehovah spoke. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe Leimor, to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, Shabbat Ki Tisa, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, here, Exodus chapter 31, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa. Vayitena et Moshe kaloto le davera ito wa behar sinaya shneya lchota ha eduta lchota even k tovin de etzva Elohim. And he gave to Moses, to Moshe, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables, tablets of testimony, tables, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Elohim, written with the finger of the true good, the true God. Vayiten et Moshe k'kalto le daver ito, And he gave to Moses Wayithin et Moshe. And he gave to Moses Wayithin et Moshe. Que kaloto le daver ito. When he had made an end of speaking with him. Que kaloto le daver ito. Bihar Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. Shne Luchota Ha'edut, the two tables, tablets of the testimony. Shne Luchot Ha'edut, Luchota Evan, tables, tablets of stone. Luchot Evan, Ketuvim, Be'etzba'a Elohim, written. Ketuvim, Ketuvim, written, Be'etzba'a, Etzba'a, the finger, Be'etzba'a, Elohim, written with the Etzba'a, Elohim, the finger of Elohim, the finger of the true good, the finger of the true God. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, Exodus chapter 32, parenthetical. The broken law. And when Ha'am, the people, saw that Moshe, that Moses delayed to come down out of Ha'ara, out of the mount, Ha'am, the people gathered themselves together to Aharon and said to him, up, make us God Elohim that shall go before us. For as for this Moshe, the man that brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring to me, to us. And all the people break off the golden earrings which in their ears and brought to Aharon. And he received at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And when Aharon saw, he built an altar before it, and Aharon made proclamation and said, tomorrow a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. The condemnation of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Verse 7. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, go, get thee down, for Amikah, the I people that thou broughtest out of the land of Mitzrayim, have corrupted. They have turned aside quickly out of the way. I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereto, and said, these Elohim, O Yisrael, that have brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, I have seen this people, and behold, it stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee, a great nation. The advocacy of Moshe. Compared to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And Moshe besought Yahuwah Elohayov Jehovah his Elohim and said, Yahuwah Jehovah, why doth thy wrath wax hot against Amikah, thy people, that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against Amikah, against the I people. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of Shemaim, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, and they shall inherit for I've ever. And Yahuwah Jehovah repented of the evil he thought to do to Amor, his people. Disciplinary judgment, verse 15. And Moshe turned and went down from Har from the mount, and the two tables, tablets of the testimony in his hand. The tables, the tablets, written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other, they written. And the tables, the tablets, the work of Elohim, the true good, the true God, graven upon the tables, upon the tablets. And when Yahushua, Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moshe, a noise of war in the camp. And he said, not the voice of shout for mastery, neither the voice of cry for being overcome. The noise of sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp that he saw the camp and the dancing. And Moshe's anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables, the tablets out of his hands and break them beneath Ahar, beneath the mount. And he took the calf that they had made and burnt in the fire and ground to powder and straw upon the water, and made the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, drink. And Moshe said to Aharon, to Aaron, what did this people to thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin, an uckery upon them? And Aaron said, make not the anger of Adoni, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest, thou knowest the people, that they on mischief, for they said to me, make us gods, make us Elohim. Make us gods, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us Elohim. That shall go before us, for this Moshe, this Moses, the man that brought us, brought I and I up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And I said to them, whosoever hath any gold, let them make them break off. So they gave. Then I cast it into the fire. There came out this calf. And when Moshe saw that the people naked, for Aaron had made them naked to shame among their enemies, then Moshe stood in the gate of the camp and said, who on Yahuwah, on Jehovah's side, to I? And all the sons of Lewi, of Levi, gathered themselves together to him. And he said to them, thus saith Yahuwah Yisrael, Jehovah the Elohim of Yisrael, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the Bnei Lewi, the children of Levi, did according to the word of Moshe, according to the word of Moses, and there fell of Ha'am of the people that day about 3,000 men. The missed blessing, verse 29. For Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a bracha, a blessing, this day, the confession, an intercession of Moshe, of Moses, verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, ye y'all have sinned a great sin, y'all have a great up. And now I will go up, I will aliyah up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, peradventure, perhaps. I shall make an atonement for your sin, for your uckery. And Moshe returned to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, have ucked up a great uck, and have made them gods in the theme of gold. Yet now, if I wilt forgive their sin, their uckery, and if not, blot I, I pray, out of thy book that thou hast written. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, whosoever hath sinned, hath upped up against me, against him, will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead Ha'am, lead the people, that I have spoken to thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. I will visit their uckery upon them. And Yahuwah Jehovah plague Ha'am, because they made the calf. Aharon, may. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus chapter 33. The journey, the tribe to be resumed. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, depart, go up hence, thou and Ha'am and the people that thou hast brought up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, to the land I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, to thy seed will I give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when Ha'am, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Moshe, say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children of Israel, ye, y'all, a stiff-necked people, I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do to thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb, the tent of meeting outside the camp, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting outside the camp, verse 7. And Moshe took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, the tent of meeting. And it came to pass, everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah, went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that without the camp. And it came to pass when Moshe went out to the tabernacle, all the people rose up and stood every man at the tent door and looked after Moshe until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moshe entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle and talked with Moshe. And all the people, all of Ha'am, saw the cloudy pillar stand the tabernacle door. And all Ha'am, all the people rose up and worshiped every man his tent door. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant, Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Wadiberi Yehoshua el Moshe, panim el pani, ka'asha yidaber ish el re'ay, w'shava illa machineh, u'ame sharto Yehoshua, binun an'ar lo, yamish mitoka ha'ohel. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke with Diberi Yahuwah el Moshe to Moses, panim el panim, face to face, panim el panim, ka'asher yidaber ish el re'ayhu, as a man speaketh to his friend, ka'asher yidaber ish el re'ayhu, w'shava el ha'machneh, il ha'machine, and he would return into the camp with Shav il ha'machine. But his minister, his Misharto, Misharto, Yehoshua, Joshua, Bin Nun, son of Nun, Na'ar, a young man, Na'ar, Lo Yamish, Mitok, Ha'ohel, departed not out of Ha'ohel, out of.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Ravin of Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was wrong with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my son from far.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, hear, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear, for the Shalishi Ali, the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when the eye lifteth up, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 12, for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwa, Re'ei Ata Omer Elai, Ha'Allah Eta Ha'am Hazeh, Ve'ata Lo Hoda'itani Eta Asher Tishlach Imni, Ve'ata Amarta Yeda'itika V'Shem, Ve'ama Matzata Chein Be'ainai. Moshe's prayer, or Jehovah's answer, verse 12. And Moses and Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwah, and Moses, Moshe, said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwah, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, see, thou, the I, Ata, the I, male, sayest to me, sayest to I,
re'ei ata omer elai ha'allah et ha'am hazeh. Bring up this people, ha'al et ha'am hazeh, 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 hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imi. And thou the I hast not let me, made I know whom thou the I wilt send with me, will send with I. With ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imi. With ata amarta yet da'etika v'shem, yet thou the I hast said. With ata amarta yet da'etika v'shem, yet the I hast said, I know thee, I know the I by name. Yet da'etika v'shem. With gam matzata chen b'aynai, and thou the I hast also found grace in my sight, my sight, my sight, my sight. With gam matzata chen b'aynai, in my eyes, 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 eyes. Now therefore, I pray the I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation, thy people, we'ata inna matzati chen b'ayneka hod aynina eta derakeka we'eyadaika li'ma'ana emtza chen b'ayneka ure'ey ki ya'ameka ha'goy hazeh. Now therefore I pray thee, I, we'ata inna, if I have found grace in thy sight, matzati chen b'ayneka, in the eyes, ayneka, b'ayneka, in the eyes, eyes, shew me, show me now thy ways, hoda'aynina eta derakeka, show I now the eyes' ways, hoda'aynina eta derakeka, with a yada'ika lit ma'ana emetza chena b'ayneka, that I may know the eye, to the end that I may find grace, that I might find grace in the eye, eyesight. With a yada'ika lit ma'ana emetza chena b'ayneka urei ki ameka hagoy hazeh. And consider that this goy, that this nation, is thy people, and see, and see, ki ameka, that this nation, thy people, ki that ameka, ki ameka hagoy hazeh, and see that this nation, thy. And he said, my presence shall go, and I will give thee rest. Why yomar panaya yeleku? Why he nihoti lach? And he said, why yomar, my presence, panai yelechu, they shall go, panai yelechu, they shall try, panai yelechu, wahin nichoti, and given the eye rest, lack, and I will give the eye rest, 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 rest. And he said to him, if thy presence, if thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, go not, carry us not up hence, carry I and I not up from here. Why yomer layoa him ain paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from here. Why yomer layo him ain paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?
not in that thou goest with us, with I and I? So shall we, I and I, be separated, I and thy people, and thy people, I and thy people, from all the people that upon the face of the earth, earth, over me. For when now shall it be known that I have found grace in thy sight? Uvame, uvame, ye wada'ai fo wakia matati yachin be'aineka. I and thy people, ani we ameka. I and thy people, ani we ameka. We ameka. We ameka. We ameka. Is it not in that thou, that I goest with us? Hello, be'leketika, imanu. Hello, Bilakatika Imanu. So that we are distinguished, I and thy people. We nifalinu ani we ameka. From all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Mikol ha'am asher alapne ha hidama 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 hidama. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth apostle, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, hear from the Sefer Shemot Ki Tisa, here, bring up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 17 for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering, ascension offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher divarta, e'aseh ki amatzata chen b'aynai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta e'aseh ki amatzata chen b'aynai. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing, also. I will do this thing also. Dam et hadavar hazeh. I will do this word, also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. That thou hast spoken, asher debarta, for thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et hadavar hazeh, asher debarta e'aise, ki matata chen b'aynai, for I hast found grace in my eyes. Ki matata chen b'aynai, we eyadaika b'shem. And I know thee, I, with a da'ika, with a da'ika, right, da'ika, with a da'ika, bit shame. And I know the I, by name, by name, by name, by name. Moshe, Moses seeks a new vision for the new task, verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory, glory, glory. Vayomar harei nina eta kovodeka, and he said, Vayomar harei ni, shew me harei nina, please show, beg I show I harei nina eta kovodeka,
eyes, glory, 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 glory.
And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah of Jehovah before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani a'erira kola tuviya ala paneka. וקראתי בשם יהוה לפניך וחנותי את אשר אכון וריחמתי את אשר ארחם. And he said, ויאמר, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I אני אעביר כל טובי על פניך. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. אני אעביר כל טובי על פניך. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee. וקראתי בשמי יהוה לפניך. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishem Yahuwah Lifaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Wihanoti Eta Asher Ahon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Wihamti Eta Asher Irachim. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai ki lo yirani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo yirani ha'adam wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, behold, a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Vayomer Yahuwah, hine makom iti, venitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomer Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, hine, behold, look, see, here it is, hine makom, a place, a spot, makom, hine makom iti, by me, behold, there's a place by me, hine makom iti, ve'nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, ve'nitzavta upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Wahaya ba evora kovodi, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, we samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by, we sakoti, wasakoti akapi aleka, ada avri, until I pass by, ad avri, and I will take mine away mine hand. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why hisiroti eta kapai with raita eta ehorai ufanai lo and I will take away mine hand. Wa hisiroti eta kapi. Take away my hand and thou shalt see my back. With raita eta chorai. But my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao. And my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one, to seek in Rastafari, to look up and just pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come. One come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, to seek in Rastafari.
Till I see at the root of David.
Hallelujah. I can go hiking till I see at the root of David. Chant it out. Hallelujah. I can go hiking till I see at the root of David. Hallelujah.
Sing Sila
the root of David.
Hallelujah, Ayaya Congo, just be at the root of David. Hallelujah, I am no feel at the root of David. Hallelujah, with your loud voice, hallelujah. And say, Hallelujah.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyye lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav, zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho, kabed et avicha ve'et immecha, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve'reacha ed shaker, lo tachmod bet re'echa.
Thank you.
As a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kudus Paulus, yellow.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Find your peace, love, and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It, a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le olam ki Sheshetta Yamim Asah Yahwa Eta Hashemayim Wa Eta Haaretza Ua Vayom Ha Shavi Shavat Shavat Vayina 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 Sons of Yisrael, Beini u vein b'nei Yisrael, Ot he, she is a sign, Ot he, he, Beini u vein b'nei Yisrael, Ot he, le'olam, 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 for she. It is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam, for I v'le'olam. Ki yeshesheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yeshesheta yamim, he who be who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Eta Haaretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavii, and on the seventh day, Uvayom HaShavii, Shavata Vayayinafash, he ceased from work, Shavat, Shavat, Shabbat, Wayinafash, Wayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, Wayinafash, Nafash, 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 Nafash,
New York Massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat shalom and the melkam and fully blessed. Beautifully good first day right here. We're in the eve of the new day, and a new day is the first day that they call Sunday. As Friday evening and morning, based on that principle right there. So stay tuned. It's the first day service in daylight savings time. Hopefully the podcast will go through on time. There might be a slight delay, but here, just to seal up after the Shabbat podcast here for the Rastafari Sabbatical Saturdays, and to pick up with the Sunday service, the first day. Yay, yay, yay. Yes, sir.
Sostenya.
Be'letehud Yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin Yasara Senvetina Yakabram Sohulu Sadikno Wada Ekaziaviheram Lukota Yegeba Kamitmanana Yilayena Yohona Fetzmoibel Sidkin Yasara Senvetin Yakabram So Hulu Sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekazi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutation. Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break. On a day, a break from separation.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.